Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I give the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, this is focused towards our runners out there. And we have a new study that shows that you can train less and actually be faster. Now, we know with people that like to get into running, they're always concerned about, how do I get faster? You know, they get started in it,
right.
But they're
very obsessive.
They're obsessive people, and they say, I need to drop my times. I want to do a marathon. I want to do it under X amount of time, or I'm doing a 10K or a 5K.
Right. So buy cheaper watches, right?
Right. Or just start the timer.
Like 5 minutes. In.
Yeah. Right. Don't start right out of the gate. But one of the things about running as well is that a lot of times people are like, is it possible to actually train less? They think that's always associated with the more I train, the faster I get.
Right.
And that's up until a point, especially if you're sedentary, you're inactive, and you start to work out. Then it's trying to figure out, what is the optimal amount? Well, there was a recent study that came out in the Journal of Applied Physiology, and what they showed is that by reducing the volume of training by almost a quarter, that's a lot. That's not a little bit of training. And by let's say you're a runner, it's like dropping off, you know, a couple of miles each run. And instead of that, what you can do is you're going to replace it with speed endurance training, meaning you're going to do like 6 to 12 30-second sprint runs 3 to 4 times a week.
So that's like the intervals again.
Intervals. Everything goes back to those intervals. So and the runners can improve not only the short term, but also their long term performance. And what they did is they looked at these people, and what they found is that the people that were doing their 10K with this type of training, they dropped their 10K time by almost a minute. That's a tremendous amount.
Yeah, that's dramatic.
That's dramatic. And then also, they also took another group. They also took another group, and they were able to lower them. People that ran like 37.5 is their time in a 10K. They are able to reduce that by 2 minutes, and that was with those were the trained group of people that they took. So once again, it's not necessarily all the training. You know, more training you do, the better your times are going to be. There's other things you can do. Interval training is a wonderful thing to do, and it can add a lot to you. And also, it could probably reduce the amount of injuries because you're less time out there on the road.
Right, but it's more intensive. And it's more intensive than you think, intervals. It's not like, I'm just doing a sprint.
Right.
You got to be going all out.
The interesting thing about runners, though, a lot of runners just like, because they just love to run. You know, it's hard for them to reduce because they just love being out there.
Yeah, sure. Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.